This is recorded, another homework edition. I'm starting to feel like I should have got my own degree in teaching because I'm always doing homework podcasts nowadays. Philip, take it away. What are we talking about today?
All right, today, you know what I'm saying? Today, we're going to be talking about World War One. Like one of the greatest wars of all time. Like, one of the, like, most deadliest wars of all time. It was the first modernized war. That means, like, machine guns, you know. Like, and, like, now there's these things called U-boats that the Germans have, but we're not going to get into that yet. So, we're going to start off where... what really sparked the war, right? So, one of the things that sparked the war was the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. And he was, like, the Austrian leader. And then, like, that kind of was, like, the last straw. Because there was already tensions in that region. But with Austria and, I think, Serbia, if I'm not mistaken. So, since they were, like, since that was, like, the starting point. So, the war really, like, the U.S. didn't get involved in the war until, like, later on. So, like, right now, it's, like, Austria, Hungary, and then Serbia. So, like, you got Austria, Hungary, and Germany, and then Serbia, Great Britain, Russia. Like, all them on one side, like, they call it the Allied Forces, and I forgot what the other ones are called. Like, and then...
Do you know what it was started over? Like, the war?
The war, it was just, I can't really remember right now, but I just know it was tensions in the region, and then that kind of, like, after the assassination of, like, the Archduke, everything just kind of, like, fell into place. Like, once he was assassinated, okay, now, I think it was Austria, Hungary declared war on Serbia first, and then Austria-Hungary needed help from Germany, so Germany got involved, and then Great Britain got involved, and it was like the domino effect, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. But, so, how did it really, like, affect America, you feel like, during the war?
Well, there was this thing called the sinking of the Lusitania, right? It was like a cruise line, like an American cruise line, and I think about 300 to 200 American passengers were killed because, like, the U-boats, so there's these things called U-boats, right? Basically, submarines, like, German engineering. Like, nobody's ever seen these before. Like this basically broke the rules of war back then. Like, though U-boats became unrestricted because nobody had access to those other than the Germans because they invented them. So, like they sunk that shit because they thought because the U.S. wasn't involved in the war. However, Great Britain and the U.S. were allies, so the U.S. would give supplies to Great Britain, and that kept Great Britain in the fight and so. Germany tried to, like, cut off that supply, but they shot down the wrong ship and killed, like, 300 or 200 American people. And then what really got the U.S. involved, though, was, like, the interception of, like, the Zimmerman telegram, like, and that's what, like, it was, like, that was a telegram supposed to be sent to the Mexican leader at the time, it was from Germany trying to get the Mexican to invade the U.S. so that way they could invade the U.S. and stuff so they could get their land back. Like, all the land that they lost in the war, like Texas and stuff like that, like, will be returned to them. Like, if you help us win this war. And that made the U.S. mad, and I think it was Herbert Hoover. That finally declared war, like, and then we got involved into the war.
Now, this was with the Germans, right? Like, World War One.
Yeah.
And the Germans, they were killing a bunch of Jewish people and stuff like
that's
that.
That's World War. That's World War Two. It's like Hitler actually fought in World War One though, so he was just a runner. And then after World War II, like, you know, like the Great Depression and stuff hit. And like basically like after the war, the world was in a depression, in a depression state. But then like, and then like the Germans were being punished because of the Treaty of Versailles, which like that basically ended the war. The Treaty of Versailles ended World War I, but it was basically made to punish Germany. And the creation of the United Nations, right? The creation of the United Nations, it allowed people to meet up peacefully and resolve things. Like, you know, it's called the United Nations today, still. Uh-huh. So, what's your name? Yeah, so they did that. And then it was basically like, Hitler became like basically a gang leader because like the Nazi party was just a bunch of thugs and stuff like that. And so like it was a gang that got bigger and bigger and bigger. And Germany needed a leader, and Hitler was there, so he like eventually built it up to, you know what I'm saying, to the Nazi party.
And you said
that's World War II, not World War
I. Okay, and so for World War I, do you know if they had something called a draft where like just certain people, you know, like me, when you turn 18, you got to sign up to be entered in the draft. Was there a draft in World War I?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure there was. I think so. There was a draft.
Yeah.
Like everybody had to go out and stuff like that.
A draft
like,
is.
It was a certain amount of money you had to, like, you could care if you didn't want to go to war. You feel me?
Yeah, because I know, like, the draft basically, like, I know if you're an only child, sometimes they won't, like, make you go and different things, but, you know, the draft was a real scary thing. Like, that's what, like, Muhammad Ali and stuff was ducking the draft. He wasn't really dealing with that because, you know, he said he didn't want to fight because these people didn't bother him. But the draft is, like, if your number is called, any of me, you, anybody, if you're a man, you gotta go. So, I think we at our mark, but anything else you wanted to talk about World War I?
Nah, that was it, basically. Just summarize the whole thing, a little crash course for you.
Okay. All right, and this is recorded.